You're listening to SBS News.
The Church of the Nativity in Bethlehem on the West Bank is built over a cave where the Virgin Mary is said to have given birth to Jesus Christ. In Christian tradition, the site's been identified as the birthplace of Jesus since the 2nd century, and it's one of the oldest churches in the world. It was made a UNESCO World Heritage Site in 2012, but was immediately added to the list of World Heritage Sites in danger because of the poor condition it was in. Local politician Maha Kanawati says the building hadn't been looked after properly for years.
The management of the locations that were listed were not the best, and also the renovation of some parts of the church were not done correctly.
The building had a leaking roof, broken windows, damaged columns and grime-covered mosaics. Maha Kanawati says the Palestinian government launched a renovation program after the church was put on the endangered list.
Luckily, after a lot of support worldwide and especially from our President Mahmoud Abbas and the Palestinian government to make a great renovation, correct renovation by specialists and professionals from all over the world.
Rula Maya, the Palestinian Minister of Tourism, says the Palestinian Authority had been working hard in order to withdraw the Church of Nativity from UNESCO's list of endangered sites.
The last few years we worked in the renovation of the church. The church was renovated, especially the ceiling, which was leaking. And also we worked on the plan of the conservation of the church, and we worked on the administrative plan of the church. And the day before yesterday, in the meeting of the Heritage Committee in Azerbaijan, we requested to withdraw the church from the list in danger.
She says that request was accepted.
The UNESCO or the committee decided to withdraw it from the list in danger and of course to keep it as a World Heritage Site.
Maha Kanawati says during the renovation work, conservationists found new mosaics.
We would like to ask everybody from all over the world to come and see the new renovations and the new mosaic pieces of art that we have found under the previous one.
Although also home to many Muslims, Bethlehem remains home to one of the largest Arab Christian communities in the Middle East. Tourism is a major part of its economy, with more than 1 million visitors arriving every year, nearly all of whom head for the Church of the Nativity. Local resident Saeed Sobo is pleased that the church has been saved from decay.
We are happy to see good news to see the Church of Nativity in the UNESCO, and we can see today a lot of visitors, they're coming to the birthplace of Jesus.
Bethlehem officials hope the renovation will boost tourism and a weak economy in the West Bank. Alan Lee, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.